Alrighty, it is 6 o'clock, so I will bring this meeting to order. First of all, I would like to welcome Richard to the board. So the first item on the agenda is to approve, but before we have a motion, I need to add fire warden under the fire department. So looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Nope. All right, the second item on the agenda is the reorganization of the select board. And the first bullet under that line item is to elect a chairman and a vice chairman.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint Jason Fire as chairman of the select board.
A second?
I second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
I'd also like to make a motion to appoint Dennis Lamadlin as vice chairman of the select board.
All right, there's a motion on the table. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, Jason, it's all up to you now.
You're going to have to be patient with me. I'm not as quick as Chris.
That's okay, because I couldn't write as fast as Chris.
Carrying on with the reorganization, I would like to appoint Jim Gochi. Signed the weekly accounts payable and payroll warrants. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. You with us, Sue?
What's that?
Are you with us?
I just missed who seconded that.
I seconded.
Okay.
And I would also like to appoint Jason Fire as the alternate person to sign the weekly account payable warrants.
I'll second that.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Alternate.
Right. Welcome, Jason. It's all yours.
Thanks.
You need to determine the time, day, and place of the select board meetings.
Yeah.
First
Tuesday of the month, still good for everybody?
6 p.m.
All right.
Anybody want to make that a motion?
I'll make that a motion.
I'll second that.
A motion, a second.
We got a lie again.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Approval of the February 3rd regular meeting minutes.
Move approval.
Second. Motion and second. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Citizens' concerns. Nobody? All right. That's the way you like it. Moving forward. Auditor.
We are going to go after auditor.
Okay.
Okay.
Town clerk?
Yes, that's me. I have actual stuff handout. So my first item is we have an application from the Liquor Lottery Division for Concord Station for second class license, and tobacco substitute endorsement. So I need a motion from the board approving that, if you wish.
I make a motion that we approve the item number one, the application for the Grand Lottery for Concord Station.
Second that.
Motion and a second. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Don't they already sell liquor and alcohol and tobacco?
They renew their license every year.
Oh, okay.
So I sent out 661 dog postcards to Concord, North Concord, East Concord. Some people got them twice because of the post office, but that was all right. Total postage cost was $181.20. We printed postcards ourselves and used the post office's every door direct mail, which is like a generic mail. No action needed for that. Had 188 total voters for town meeting on Tuesday. All articles of the town passed. All officers were elected. Our write-in winners were Chris Fournier for moderator, Jim Gochee, select board 2 year, Richard Cassavant, select board 3 year. They've all taken their oaths. There will be a revote for the Kingdom East School District budget on Tuesday, April 28th. Tentatively. I also received a check payable to the town of Concord from John and Ann Griffiths of Williamsburg, Virginia. Paula had done some research for them to locate Ann's fourth great-grandfather, who was born in Scotland, ended up in Concord. Ann states in her note that he was a very giving man and very benevolent. She wrote she would like the town clerk to use the funds for someone who needs some hand up. So I'd like to get approval from the select board to cash the check because it's made payable to the town.
You're not going to cash the check. You're going to deposit the
check? Well, deposit.
Yeah.
And then put pay cash and then help anybody who might need assistance with like a dog license or paying for other fees. It's up to the board.
Right.
And I don't think...
In that because it's to the town that is under the select board's authority. So she's asking you to delegate that authority as to how it is spent.
So I would make a motion that we delegate that $50 to be spent for the discretion of the town clerk for the John and Ken Griffiths. Family. Is that appropriate?
The donation from that family.
From that family.
Yes, yes, not for them.
Yeah. No, from
yes.
them.
Yes, okay. They just, yeah.
That makes sense?
Delegate that authority to the town clerk to make that decision.
Is there a second to that motion?
A second.
Thank you.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 And the fifth item, I'm going to cross off the list because Susan will take care of all those appointments next month, she informs me, so yay. And I just wanted to thank everybody who helped with the election. It went really smoothly and busy, it went. So, and that is it for my report. Thank you.
Thank you. One question. Is it the school budget did not pass?
That's correct.
So we'll be able to re-vote for
April
that?
April 28th is tentatively what they've scheduled for. And that's the only item. And we won't use the tabulator. We'll just collect the ballots and then ship them over to the to Lindenville.
Yeah. But you'll have your normal or regular polling hours?
Yes. Yeah. And I guess absentee ballots too. I'll be doing those. You know, people who requested it the first time, I'll just send it to them. Okay. Any other questions?
All right. So the January and February warrants are there on the table for the select board to review if they so wish. And I emailed the monthly financial reports last week. Of course, Richard, you weren't part of the board yet, so here's a printed copy of what those reports are. And then this is the paperwork to get you on our payroll files so that we can pay you the stipend, but the stipend doesn't get paid till the fall. But there's that paperwork for you. And then I discovered an error in my road foreman's financial report today. So I have a new one that I printed for everybody.
Yeah, you gave me.
Not that anybody even ever looked at it.
You bet your life I did.
I knew you would. Do you have a copy of your thing, Audra, or can I have yours after?
I can give you one, yeah. I didn't.
So what's the result?
Of the road foreman's financial report? Well, he's finally out of the red.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
He has, you know, if you look at the bottom, he's got $554,000 between now and June 30th. I did also do a report on just that 2024 storm that we had. So your first column is your project titles, what the total cost to the town. $1,046,412.70 we spent on that one storm. We've been reimbursed the FEMA share, 75% of it, $784,836.13. So it cost the town $261,603.14.
That's what you're in the hole.
That was unbudgeted, unaccounted for, but when you look at his financial report, he is positive, because if you look at this report from 2024 before the storm, he was $200,000 to the plus. So you are over budgeting in the road. You are. But by doing that, you were able to pay for this without having to borrow money from anywhere. So, I mean, $200,000 is too much to have on hand, but you're glad when you do have it.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that is something that you should discuss in budget.
Is that $200 going? Where does that go? Line item wise.
So, your road budget carries from year to year. Yeah. You voted to keep that separate. Mm-hmm. So anything that is budgeted for the roads, if it's not spent, it carries over to the new year. That's what that road foreman's financial report is. So, you know, if you look at the top, he was negative $306,000 at the beginning of this year. He's now positive at $554,000. Yes. Yes. And that was because, that negative was because of the storm and not being reimbursed from FEMA yet.
And the expenditures that we have committed to, and some paid, are included in these numbers?
I don't know what you mean, expenditures.
Well, we got a truck coming sometime, don't we?
You paid for the truck.
A
year ago. You haven't got it, but you paid for it. That was.
But we just bought the new loader.
Yeah.
And that's been paid for?
Yeah. Took that money out of Connecticut River Enhancement Fund.
Okay. So, should some of this money be used to reimburse the Connecticut River Enhancement Fund?
That is a discussion for the board to have, I guess, if you wanted to. But I do need to have a discussion with you about that loader purchase, because I was not consulted or informed in any way.
Really?
And I was quite upset. Quite upset. And still quite upset. You cannot spend FEMA money. That money is gone. Do you not understand you spent that in 2024? You have $200,000 that you have not been reimbursed. You can't spend it on that storm and then spend it again. So you don't have that $50,000 that you said you were going to use to buy that. You have surplus. You've got that $500,000. You could take surplus from your road budget, but that FEMA money was spent and is gone. That was a reimbursement.
Right.
You are not over the top because of that FEMA. You still have $200,000 that you didn't have for that. You talk about in the notes, in the minutes, that you have a note, a loan, yet there is nothing that's come to me in that form of a note that you're borrowing from yourselves. So there should be something in writing. And in the past, you have had an interest payment payment additional to offset the interest that fund is losing that you've borrowed for 4 years. There was no discussion of that. I don't understand why the board spent $242,000 and didn't bring it to the people.
That's why the auditors are here.
You were preparing the warning. Why would you not ask your people before you spent $242,000? That just angers me. It reminds me of some very dark days that we had in this town where the board just makes decisions without thinking about where that money's coming from. I just think it's irresponsible not to be accountable to your voters. And you were preparing the budget. Why didn't you budget that $50,000 payment? Where is that going to come from? You weren't thinking about that when you were having these discussions, and the discussions weren't even in the meeting. There's no history of that. They were taking place out in the parking lot or in the garage. It's just infuriating to me. So I need to know what you want to do to make that $50,000 payment that you promised to repay in the Connecticut River, because you can't use FEMA money. That money's gone. That money was spent in 2024. I want to know if you're going to sign a note, if there's going to be any sort of paper trail and record of that, or if you're just going to forget about it.
Well, we can't forget about it. You shouldn't forget about it.
No. I wasn't made party to this discussion. I don't really know what the plan was.
So where do we go from here? Can you prepare a note?
What are the terms of that note? You know, I know two people that were part of that decision are no longer here. How do you go back and do that? I think you start over. I think you have five member board that needs to make those decisions. I don't think that you can make those two people who are no longer part of your board go back and have them sign a note. I don't think that's right.
That's not right.
I obviously don't know what we're talking about here, so I'm trying to listen in and figure this out.
I don't think you're the only one who needs to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
I think originally, when we decided on making the purchase, it was going to be paid back at $50,000 a year. It wasn't FEMA money that was going to pay it. Somehow last meeting it got construed that it was just going to be taken out of the FEMA money.
So that's what the minutes say, because again, I have nothing to go on. Nobody came to tell me what was going to happen, or even say, what do you think of this, or anything.
There's nothing in any of the minutes?
Yeah, there is.
Well, there is.
Last month?
Well, just January and February mentioned the purchase. That's it. All from July through, and there's very little in January and February that talk about the loader.
So it's a loader that we're talking about.
And the auditors are wondering why it didn't go before the voters. Back in 2007, the town voted that shall the town of Concord elect to adopt any non-budgetary items appropriating more than $5,000 by Australian ballot. And I would say that loader was a little more than $5,000.
Yes. Quite a bit more than 2007?
Yep, it was voted on in 2007. I have a copy of it, and it passed.
I assume you already have this loader.
Oh, it's here.
It's in service.
Is that the one giving me my nice heater banks?
Mm-hmm. No, that's great.
Oh, okay. So obviously you have the machine, so it's already been paid for, I assume, too.
Yes. Yes, it has. Yes.
So now you're
paid
trying
for,
to figure
but
out.
Not paid for.
Yeah, I mean, it has.
We borrowed money from the Connecticut River and Hampton.
Yes.
So now you just need to pay them back, or you need to allocate
well, it's like pay
funds from somewhere.
Back. That's our fund. We borrowed from ourselves.
So you just moved money from one pot to another in order to buy the loader.
We borrowed from one of our funds to pay for the loader. But I mean, there are funds. We didn't.
But you still
it's
need
not an
to
outside
account
bank.
For that money.
Correct.
And so how do you account for the money now after the fact? I guess that's the real question. You need to move that money that you borrowed from one place and put it back where it
You
belongs.
Wouldn't like my solution.
Well, I think we need to understand.
I'm not the one who bought the loader. I don't understand why the select board thought they could buy almost of a quarter of a million ticket item piece of equipment without taking it before the voters, without it being budgeted. I don't understand that. That just don't make any sense to me.
I understand that, but
I'm not an accountant.
But
I'm an auditor.
Neither am I. But a decision was made 20 years ago, 19 years ago, to take something for the voters.
And if the select board had talked to the treasurer probably would have let them know that.
On that note,
I would have raised my concerns had I known. I'm not saying I have any authority or I need to have any, but if somebody had told me their thought process, I could have said, no, that's not right, or, well, what about this, or this is what you've done in the past, let's look at that.
On that subject, Audra, I'd like to ask if you'd be able to make yourself available to stay for the entire meetings so when discussions like that do show up after you've left, you can save us.
And I will tell you that there was some conflict with some past board members that I was continually shut up, that I just decided it wasn't worth being here.
In recent years?
Most definitely. The last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The last
And this is not two. The only time I have been completely excluded from a financial decision and was told after the fact. And then, I'm like, you don't have that money?
Unfortunately, so, you haven't been here to tell us we didn't have that money. Not that that is the requirement, I guess, but I don't know. I don't know enough about the financials to know where we stand, and I guess assuming others might.
I send reports every month, and every month I'm like, if you have questions, please let me know.
Yes, you do.
And nobody ever says anything. The warrants sit there every month, and I don't think anybody looks at them but the person who signs them.
So, if I understand right, and I'm sorry if I'm being a little slow on this topic, this piece of equipment, you've had it a number of years already.
No.
Oh, no?
We just bought it.
But you've already paid for it, or money's been allocated and paid for it. It's now just trying to justify after the fact that money was moved from one pot, and you need to either replenish that pot or get the voters. I don't know. You can't. That's all you really can do at this point.
You don't even have to replenish them. You have complete authority over that Connecticut River Fund. If you don't want to pay it back, you don't have
to. We need to pay
but,
it back. That's,
I mean,
nobody sure as hell has come in handy.
If you would, you know you need to replace equipment. And I am sure the voters would have approved it. I don't think that's a question. It's just respecting the people in your town. And
so what would be the correct path forward at this point, because it's after the fact? You got to notify the voters that we made this decision, purchase this equipment, and use this money from this pot to pay for it. Is that correct?
Well, it probably won't get reported until next year's town report.
Yeah, still, there's going to be some sharp...
Well, I mean, it was kind of reported in the minutes. I mean, they're public, of what was taken out. I mean, if we can't go back, we've got to move forward.
Right.
So what is the next step? I mean, write a promissory note. The board's going to have to figure out where they're going to take... Or we can always do a promissory note and start payment next year. Like you said, it's just paying ourselves back. Figure out what that interest would be. And then next budgeting, budget the first payment in. Is that a possibility?
That is what you really should do. You know you have to replace equipment. You know that's going to happen. Why is it not budgeted? Why is it you're always trying to pull money from somewhere else rather than putting it in your budget? You know, what was that loader? A 2007? Because I think that's why that question is there. Because I think that's what happened before. You know? What's the next piece of equipment that's going to be needing replacement? Why are we thinking about that? Why isn't that not discussed?
We got another truck that's not too healthy, haven't we?
Nope. Grader's up next.
No, good.
Not famous. You get that fixed?
Let's not talk about that.
Well, the auditor suggests when you're going to buy a big ticket item like this, please put it in the budget and please put it before the voters. That's the right way to do it.
Make a note of that, Susan.
I tried and I got shut down. I was told I don't make the decisions.
You don't need to make the decisions.
No, but I just tried like for a little guidance and I was shut down. But we're going to figure out what we're going to do with the... Do you want me to, between the two of us, maybe draft, look what we did for the grader?
I mean, I have copies of the other times you've borrowed from that fund. If that's what you want to do, it just... There needs to be a clear idea of what you're doing. And I guess it's not clear to me from...
Well, we need to correct going forward.
What happened. What the intention was. And I don't know where that even came from. If it was discussed, if it was fully discussed, if it was just presented to you, this is what we're going to do, and it was said okay, I don't know.
Can you research the minutes to see if there was a discussion?
George, that was never really thoroughly talked about. What was discussed?
That seemed to just buy the lawyer just seemed to all of a sudden appear.
Yeah.
When did we decide to even purchase a new loader?
What was discussed isn't in the minutes.
Well, the first thing I found in the minutes was in January, there was reference to having received two quotes. There was no amounts in those quotes, just that there was a quote from Caterpillar and a quote from Volvo. That's all that was in January. And then in February it said, it's here. And this is how we're going to pay for it.
2004 or 2005?
No, that was 2006, January, February.
2026.
26.
Thank you, Laka. I think you need to decide what those terms are and sign it out so that it's clear not only to everybody here, but who's here next year? Who's here the year after that?
Right.
Not just trying to go back into minutes and say, well, this doesn't make sense, though. What was their intention? Right. You should have a note. You should have... It should be documented.
Well, I recommend that we work on it and see what we can resolve and going forward, do it the right way.
It's paid for. I mean, you spent the money, yeah. So...
Is that it? Are we going to decide on something tonight? Is it something that we should go to executive? Something should be settled on next month so we can actually figure this all out and maybe. Of course, very new to me, so...
Yeah, I know. You're in high water, Jason.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's going to take a little cue there, not there. Yeah. Sadness seat.
Yeah. Would it be appropriate to have a special meeting to handle this situation out?
Yeah, sooner rather than later, we'd like to...
I guess if you don't know what your intention was, then, yeah, you guys should discuss it more.
I would recommend that we have a special meeting sometime later this month to see if we can resolve the issues going forward. And reach out to Audrey and Teresa to maybe continue to give us some guidance and direction that are appropriate.
And if there's going to be a special meeting, for them to attend it too.
Right, you know? Well, that's my point.
Right. So, what's a good date then?
The time's good for me.
I'm available whenever. Well, not Saturday.
What's the 2 weeks?
Did you want to stick it? Did you want to stick to a Tuesday night or?
Yeah, Tuesday night's fine.
Today's what, the 5th?
The next is either the 10th. The 10th is a Tuesday, the 17th, the 24th. But if you want to do it like in the next 2 weeks, it would be like...
When would the regular select board meeting?
That would be April 7th.
April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
March 17th, March 20th.
Or March 24th.
24th, and then there's 2 weeks before the...
Yeah.
Is that something good with you guys, or sooner or later work for you?
It's my schedule.
Yeah, the 10th, 17th, 24th,
and 17th St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So March 17th at 6 or
is
5.
The 17th at 6.
17th
is
at 24.
The third week. Is that the Planning Zoning Board meeting?
Oh.
On my phone. Is it the third Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, you get the calendar right there. Yeah. So you're
gonna...
Yeah. Jason attends the meeting.
Is that when they have it? Is the third?
It is.
Yeah.
So you can't have it at 6 o'clock.
There are
meetings.
So what date is the third?
Yeah, before that.
The third of what?
Do it at 5 and
We should probably get it done now here.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think an hour would be enough? On the
17th? With Audra's guidance, I'm sure it would probably be a fine.
On the 17th?
17th at 5?
And just to be clear, on that day, Audra and the other lady, the auditor, is going to present terms that are acceptable.
I'm not an accountant.
I'm not going to present terms. I mean, those are your decisions. Those are your decisions to make. I'm not saying that I'm the person to make those decisions.
Okay, can you share with us what was done in the past with borrowing from the Connecticut River Fund?
So they made an annual payment, like you kind of talked about. You know, you said sometimes it was the same amount over 5 years. Sometimes year one was a certain amount, year two was a different amount, year three was a different amount. And they had a set payment in lieu of interest because that fund is losing interest by having that money drawn out of it each.
Didn't we do that with the fire truck? We could maybe...
You've done it, I think, maybe 3 times even.
Because I was going to say, I could email everybody
a
copy of the fire truck. Maybe we could do that just to...
And follow the same terms.
And then
or give you an idea.
You're budgeting that in your budget each year. That repayment payment of whatever it's going to be, $50,000 or whatever, is part of your budget, built in your budget each year. But your 2027 budget has just passed, so you don't have money there to take from your budget to make a payment in 2027, unless you take it from some other place that's there.
We do an equipment reserve fund, correct?
You could, absolutely. You took $50,000 from the equipment to pay for part of this. There was a line that said, Bill made the motion to take $50,000 from the equipment fund to pay for $50,000 of the loader. So yes, you could absolutely take a payment from the equipment fund to pay back the Connecticut River. You could do that. You could do that at any time. You have complete control over that equipment fund.
So that could be one of...
As long as it is used for town equipment.
So that could be one of the terms...
Yes.
We could write that the first payment be...
That's what it should be. The first payment should be made
December
of 2026 and should be from the town equipment reserve fund.
And that needs to be in writing.
Right. That's what I'm asking for.
We'll get it straightened out.
But there are lots of other options. I'm not trying to say it has to be one certain way.
So March 17th at 5 p.m.
Yep.
I will send out an agenda anyway.
All right. Authors still?
We're good.
I said what you need to say. It's all good. Okay. Fire department?
Well,
he's here from the fire department.
No, but Richard did stop in the other day and he submitted his resignation for the emergency management director. So now we need one. And usually when we don't have one, or if somebody's not doing it like Richard was, it's the board is automatically the emergency management director until somebody else is appointed or nominated.
Yeah. That's nothing Jordan's interested in?
It actually, I used to do it.
Yeah.
And so then they
interested.
Made it. Yeah. No. Of course, the state made it so difficult and it takes so much time that No. And, you know, I mean, that's somebody you call in case, you know, there's hurricanes and,
right.
you know, and I don't know about any of that. So
right.
Richard took it over. I don't know if Jordan, the new town fire chief, might be interested. I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Maybe a good place to start.
Yeah.
Hopefully something you'd like to take on?
Yeah, I can definitely ask him, but I don't know. There is a lot involved in it. But I will definitely ask him, see what he says, and let the board know. And then the second thing was the fire warden. That was a disaster. Finally got it straight and got to the right person, and they sent me the proper form. So it's just pretty much, because you've already appointed Jordan as the new forest fire warden. This is just the formality of the state's part. So I just have to have signatures at the end of the meeting. Okay. So I can get it back to them.
All right, that's it, the fire department?
Yep.
Commissioner?
Not here, but I've got a couple things. I'll do it. We have the annual, find it, the annual certificate of compliance for town roads and bridge standards. It's just every year that you have to adopt it. You know, it's just an annual thing. You need a motion.
I make a motion that we adopt the certificate of compliance for town road and bridge standards and network inventory.
Second thought? Aye. Motion in a second. Everybody in favor?
Aye. All right, and then the second thing. Before I speak, Monday is our annual V-Trans meeting. Usually it's Dane, myself, and Logan from V-Trans. We talk about any possible upcoming grants, that kind of good stuff. It's just mostly about grants. And any of the board members are welcome to attend. It's at 8 a.m. And we have it right here at the municipal building, if anybody'd like to come. And then the third thing, this has been a nightmare too. Back in 2024, the board voted on the mileage certificate to increase the footage, or whatever, the mileage on Rainy Road back in February 2024. And it was originally, the state had that on the maps as 528 feet. But when we mentioned, when Dane measured it, it's actually 972 feet that we maintain, which will increase state funding. So I submitted that and the minutes and everything, because they need the motion. This year, when we got the new maps, we noticed they didn't increase it. So we started inquiring, and they said they never received it. So I sent it with the 2026 mileage certificate, which you guys approved last month or the month before. And I don't know if the state thinks we're not telling the truth or what. So now they want an affidavit that the minutes that were submitted are true minutes and that the information was correct and not fibbing. And they're kicking about that because it's going from 1 mile to 0.184 miles. And I was like, yeah, we'd all risk jail time for that. Yeah. But anyway, so this is what they're requesting. And, of course, the three members of the board that made the decision, that's who the affidavit. So I'm just going to need a signature for that. That's all that is. And Linda to attest to it. And that's pretty much it. No, because, I mean, you've already done the motions.
Right.
You know, and so they're just requesting an affidavit that the minutes are true. And what we've stated is true. And that's all I got, or all Dean had.
All right. Zoning administrator?
Not here.
Miles Pond Greeter Program Services Appointments.
Yes, for the greeter program for the milfoil grants that they receive, the greeters and whatnot, Virginia Renfrew and Pam Fallon have volunteered to be co-supervisors this year. So we just need the board to appoint them. We just need a motion. We need a motion.
Oh, I was going to say, how do we do that?
Yep. I'll make a motion to appoint Virginia Renfrew and Pam Fallon as the Greeter Program co-supervisors.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Animal control officer.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to do that in... Are you James?
Yes.
Okay. I'd kind of like to do that in executive session.
Okay.
As far as custodian, I'll just hit that real quick. Nothing.
Nobody,
nothing.
Advice.
Real quick.
Nick has a bunch of kids, doesn't he?
Well, I've already talked to Nick. Well, I might have a candidate. I'm just waiting. But I've still been kind of doing it, but just not weekly. We did receive some town hall bids for the painting. We actually had two last minute that just came in like 3:30 today, that I put in the packet. So you didn't get emailed those because they were kind of last minute.
Yep.
I would recommend that the chairman review the painting contract and report back to the next meeting.
Well, you're here, buddy? Or?
I am.
Yep.
I'm a painting contractor at St. Johnsbury with family owned since 1960. I'm second generation. My boy's a third generation. We submitted a bid for your proposal on the town hall. We're located out of St. Johnsbury. We do commercial, residential, and industrial painting. Fully insured, we have our own aerial lifts. I've been doing this for over 40 years. My boys coming up through, they're, you know, like I said, they're third generation. And my oldest son, lately, he's been doing it for over about 15 years now, so.
Yeah. Good.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
They get some figures.
We'll get three of them here.
Right.
Is there anyone else that submitted a bid here?
I don't believe so. We'll look those over. And
are you going to review them tonight, or are you going to talk about them tonight, or are you just curious how that worked?
I think we better digest what we've got to review it within the community.
I think that's fair enough. We probably
could do it at that special meeting.
Right.
Well, you've only got an hour, George, so you don't want to pack too much in that hour.
Probably the next select board meeting.
Can you read the results of it, then talk about it then, or how does it work? I'm just curious.
I don't really know how it works, to be honest with you, Blake.
Were they sealed bids?
No.
You didn't ask for sealed bids?
No, they're not sealed bids. Well, usually how it works, I mean, if you want to look them over, I mean, the board, give all the board a chance to look them over. They'll have a quick discussion pretty much at the next meeting. Say, you know, I like this one, I like that one. What do you think of this one? And then they'll vote on who they want to go with. Or you also have the opportunity, you can reject everybody. I mean...
Well,
that's your option.
My only concern was there was no spec written on the project, so we were kind of flying blind.
Yeah,
we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
So I kind of put my own spec in there, what should be done.
Yep, you had a very detailed estimate there. So
I appreciate that.
Yep, it certainly helps us. And, you know, there's a major difference between some of them. So
I'm sure
we'll,
there is.
Yep.
My only thing is, I don't know if that building's on the historical register.
Right.
And if it is, sometimes they make you only have certain colors because it's on the historical register. So, and if you paint it the wrong color, sometimes the states get involved.
Yeah.
As you know.
Right.
So I don't know if that's any of that going on.
I believe we're going to stay with the same color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I told the.
Right. Yeah. So, but yeah, we'll look those over. And
the only concern I had, because you're so close to the road. And I had made a lot of inquiries this afternoon because you've got the power lines right there.
Right.
Whoever does that project for you, you're going to have to get Green Mountain Power involved, and they want to have what we were told today was they want to make sure that whoever does the project, that they're involved and they'll sign off on it saying now it's safe to go ahead and do that because of the power lines.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
So do you want me to put that as table till next meeting?
I would say yes.
Do you think you'll be able to make sure that I be involved in that?
Sure. Yeah, it's first Tuesday every month.
Yeah, so it would be
April 7th?
April 7th.
April 7th?
Yep, right here at 6 o'clock.
It was Thursday this month because of town meeting, but Tuesday.
So it's
April 2nd,
right?
6
o'clock.
What?
April 2.
The 7th. I was going to say the 7th.
Oh, never mind. Oh, 7th.
The week after.
Never mind, I'm wrong.
The 1st is Wednesday. Yeah, so it's the 7th.
Y'all.
I'm sorry.
Linda.
I was looking at a T.
Yeah, because you're looking Thursday. Today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday, sorry.
Well, at least somebody has a chair in there.
Table 2, April.
So is it appropriate to go into executive session?
I think so. I think we've covered all the cases.
Yeah.
I will make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
A motion and a second. Happy to say aye.
All right.
Thank you, Owen.
Thank you.